weak and wounded sinner, lost and left to die. Oh, raise your head, for love is passing by. Come to Jesus, come to Jesus, come to Jesus and live. Now your burden's lifted and carried far away, and precious blood has washed away the stain. So sing to Jesus, sing to Jesus, sing to Jesus and live. And like a newborn baby, don't be afraid to crawl. And remember, when you walk, sometimes we fall. So fall on Jesus, fall on Jesus, fall on Jesus and live. Sometimes the way is lonely and steep and filled with pain. So if your sky is dark and pours the rain, then cry to Jesus, cry to Jesus, cry to Jesus and live. Oh, and when the love spills over and music fills the night, and when you can't contain your joy inside, then dance for Jesus, dance for Jesus, dance for Jesus and live. With your final heartbeat, kiss the world goodbye. Then go in peace and laugh on glory's side. And fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus and live. Fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus and live.
Most Holy Father, the English-speaking visitors and pilgrims are happy to have this occasion to express to Your Holiness their sentiments of deep respect and esteem, and to assure You of their prayers for Your ministry as the successor of Peter. Among those here today, as well as a number of parish groups already mentioned, are the following groups. From various countries, members of the Executive Committee of Caritas Internationalis. From England, pilgrims from St. Pascal Bailon Parish, Liverpool. From Spain, pilgrims coming for the 10th Annual Path to Rome Conference in London. From South Africa, pilgrims from St. Joseph Church, Meadowland, Soweto. From China, a group of pilgrims. From the United States of America, pilgrims from the Diocese of Wilmington, Delaware. Pilgrims from the Diocese of Savannah, Georgia. pilgrims from the Diocese of Belleville, Illinois, and pilgrims from the Diocese of Youngstown, Ohio. Groups of pilgrims from the following parishes: All Saints Parish, Cedar Rapids, Iowa; Blessed Sacrament Parish, Buffalo, New York; Maria Regina Parish, Seaford, New York; St. Columbkill Parish, Parma, Ohio; Our Lady of Perpetual Help Parish, Corpus Christi, Texas; San Juan de los Lagos Parish, San Antonio, Texas; St. Michael's Parish, Annandale, Virginia; St. Joseph's Parish, Huntington, West Virginia. Members of the St. Patrick Catholic Church Choir, St. Charles, Illinois. Members of the St. Damien Catholic Church Choir, Westland, Missouri. A group from the First United Methodist Church, Dixon, Tennessee. Students from the Italian American Studies of John Carroll University, University Heights, Colorado. Students and faculty from the Franciscan University of Steubenville, Austrian program. A group from Sturdy Memorial Hospital, Attleboro, Massachusetts. At the conclusion of today's audience, the Holy Father will impart his apostolic blessing, which he willingly extends to the members of your families at home. He intends to bless any religious articles which you may have brought for this purpose, and in a very special way, his blessing goes to those who are sick or suffering and to children.
Dear brothers and sisters, Psalm 135 forms part of the joyous song known in the Hebrew tradition as the Great Hallel. The psalmist contemplates the two dimensions of God's revelation, the cosmic and the historical. The first part of the psalm, which we considered last Wednesday, praises the Lord for his great works in creation. Today, in the second part of the psalm, we hear of God's wondrous deeds in the history of salvation, the exodus of Israel from Egypt, the passing of the Red Sea, and the journey through the desert. These events symbolically represent the passage through evil towards the gift of freedom in the promised land. The psalm, therefore, is a celebration of God's loving, active, and faithful mercy, called Chesed in Hebrew. This divine participation in human history culminates in the mystery of the Incarnation. St. Cyprian, contemplating the great deeds God has accomplished in Christ, invites Christians to praise the Lord for the many and great benefits of his divine mercy. This call is a faithful echo of the psalmist's words, "To the God of heaven, give thanks, for his love endures forever." Dear brothers and sisters, I offer a warm welcome to all the English-speaking visitors and pilgrims present at today's audience. I extend particular greetings to the members of the Executive Committee of Caritas Internationalis. I am also pleased to greet the groups from England, Spain, South Africa, and the United States of America. May your pilgrimage strengthen your faith and renew your love for the Lord. And may God bless you all.
Pater noster, qui es in celis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo et in terra. Pane nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimitte nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimittimus debitoribus nostris, et te nos inducas in tentatione, sed libera nos a malo.
Sit nomen Domini benedictum.
Ex hoc nunc et usque in saeculum.
Adiutorium nostrum in nomine Domini.
Qui feci celum et terra.
Benedicat vos omnipotens Deus, Pater et Filius et Spiritus Sanctus.
Amen.